Bienvenidos to the 5050 a Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando sobre los dulces mexicanos y los dulces americanos. Vamos a hablar del chile, vamos a hablar del chocolate, vamos a hablar del caramelo, and los bombones y todo eso, everything in between, you name it, we got it, all this and more.
Coming up.
Bienvenidos, everyone, to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast, donde hablamos así, and we kind of talk like this también. That's why we call it the 5050. If si no lo entienden por ahorita, like, I don't know what to tell you. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
I don't know what to tell them. ¿Qué les voy a decir a este punto?
We are married.
This is the 5050. Hablamos así, también así, pues somos de aquí, somos de allá. This is it.
Why are you so aggressive?
I feel like, yeah.
Have we started?
Ya me expliqué. Sí, we started. This is the intro. This is us starting the podcast.
This
already
sounds like us in outro.
Well, I kind of want to keep the outro vibe and the podcast vibe.
No, así que outro is special.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why are you more comfortable in outro?
Because I feel like by then no one's listening.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I thought you just...
Me relajo.
I thought, well, yeah. Yeah. Well, no one's listening anyway, so just pretend like no one's listening.
Okay. Cool.
All right, cool. So thank you all for listening, too.
The 5050.
So acá, neto, like, estamos hablando de los dulces. I'm surprised that we haven't talked about this earlier.
I think we planned to, and then we just never did.
Yeah, ¿verdad? Como yeah. Que at one point, probably was it in the first pod fade or in the third part pod fade?
No sé, porque in the beginning, ¿te acuerdas que we didn't really want to tell people where we were from? Pero mm-hmm. queríamos hacer como like a pequeña versus a paloma.
Yeah.
But that was too specific to our area.
Yeah, that's true.
But like now everybody knows where we're from, so like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we were trying to be very anonymous about this whole thing. And that failed miserably.
Mostly because like our closest friends were like, this is kind of weird, don't do it.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, but we're not even going to tell, we're not even going to say where we're from or our names. ¿Te acuerdas?
You remember when we had to justify our podcast? They could like, because la gente es too Mexican aquí, como que like, nunca was un podcast.
I don't think it's about that at all.
I think it's mostly because in our culture, we don't really talk about ourselves. Así que, you know, maybe that's why.
You like to talk about yourself.
I love talking about myself.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
You're a fan of yourself.
I am. You know what, dude? I'm a good person. I think, like, if people were to meet me, like, Lanita, like, if people were to meet me.
I have, like, imposter syndrome. So I'm just like, who cares? Nobody cares about me. Nobody cares what I have to say.
I know my worth, man. Like, I'm not saying.
Good for you.
I'm not saying I'm worth $10 million, pero $2 million, fácil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know. I really am surprised that no hemos hablado de esto antes, but I'm glad that we're talking about this now because we've talked about a lot of very polarizing temas. Hemos hablado Chivas versus America, which is, you know, Chivas. We talked about pan dulce versus donuts, which of course, you know, pan dulce.
Oh, wow.
We talked about like, you know, remedios mexicanos versus actual science. Turns out
there's... Hey, I just did a remedio casero on my eye. But to be fair, I Googled it. Like Google said, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, like, no, this is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, your mom was on to a lot of things. I'm not saying that like it's all based off superstition, pero some ideas were a little sketch.
The whole parasite thing kind of took
the parasite thing was weird. That's hilarious. You
that's
know?
For the outro. I'll tell you guys about it later.
That's an outro story?
Yeah.
That's so, you know, we've done polarizing effect. We're not here to make friends. I kind of. We're here to divide people and tell them one versus the other. I don't really think we should have a take.
I have a take.
You have a take of one versus the other when it comes to candy?
Oh, I thought you meant paloma versus pequeña.
We'll get to that. But first, let's start with candy.
Okay, candy in general.
Candy in general. Okay. So, you know why es si tengo necesariamente like, well, I'm lying. I'm all here trying to be like unbiased diciendo de que no tengo preferencia, but I have a preference. For me, it's Mexican candy all day long. Primeramente, no me gusta el chocolate mucho.
No empecemos con eso.
I'm not a big fan of chocolate.
Ugh.
I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan, but.
But what?
But you eat chocolate cake,
that's
Oreos,
different. That's different.
Chocolate bars.
That's very different. No, wait. I don't eat chocolate bars. No es cierto. No es cierto.
Yo nomás sé que antes.
What chocolate bar he comido?
Antes de casarme.
¿Cuándo me has visto tú comer un chocolate bar?
Tú me dijiste eso. And I was like, sweet.
I don't like chocolate.
I love chocolate.
No me gusta.
And I thought, I'm never going to have to chair. Oi.
Oi. Oi.
I'm never going to have to share my chocolate. And then, like, you always eat my chocolate.
Mentirosa, dude. What chocolate have I eaten? I don't like Godiva. I don't like the dark chocolates. Like, I don't like. Yeah.
I have to purposely ask you for that because if it's otherwise, cierto, you're going to want to dig in.
No me gusta
chocolate Hershey ice cream?
That's different. Chocolate ice cream is way different.
No me gusta el chocolate, pero como chocolate cake, chocolate ice cream, Oreos, chocolate, like, chocolate donuts. Like, okay, bro, you can't say that.
Every time someone says chocolate cake, I cannot stop thinking del chamaquito gordito de la movie esa.
Matilda.
Yeah. That eats the whole chocolate cake.
And the guy that came out in Arnold.
I think that says more about myself.
¿Cómo se llamaba el guy?
There's some psychological effect
¿Cómo
there,
se
I'm
llamaba
sure.
el character there? Hey Arnold. Harold. Que siempre andaba comiendo chocolate.
Oh, chocolate boy. Chocolate boy, yeah. And that was super addicted to chocolate. It kind of made him look like an 80s crack addict.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Me. No, a mí no me gusta el chocolate. Let the record show. A mí. Una cosa es una Oreo. Oreo is different. It doesn't even taste like chocolate.
An but
Oreo
it's
doesn't
chocolate.
Even taste like, pero no sabe chocolate.
And you like red velvet cake. That's chocolate.
It's very different. La gente, everyone who's listening, por favor, pitch in on this idea. Entiendan que hay una diferencia. All right? Nuance and context matters, okay?
Okay.
So,
moving on. I just had to say my little rant on that because I thought I was never going to have to share my
okay,
chocolate.
Okay, look. Here's what I'm talking about. Let me get you into the specifics with you, all right? I'm going to throw you some data, all right? Because I'm a numbers person, okay?
Okay.
Data doesn't lie. This is a blog article on galvanize.com. What's the best candy? The top selling candy in los Estados Unidos, okay? Tú dime si voy y compras ese chocolate yo, okay? Here we go. ¿Listo? Best selling candy in the United States. Los first two los compro.
A ver, confiésate.
Los first two los compro.
¿Cuándo has comprado tu candy?
M&M's.
Oh, yeah. We bought an M&M's.
But I like the peanut ones. It's mostly peanut.
But it's chocolate.
But it's mostly peanut.
It's chocolate.
E number two.
Is it a Snicker?
Number two is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
You love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It's mostly peanut butter.
Y no le gusta el chocolate. Okay,
it's
bro.
It's mostly peanut butter.
Okay, bro.
Okay. Number three, Hershey Bar. I hate Hershey Bar.
Okay.
Yo no compro Hershey Bar.
Not even the one that has almonds?
No. Like, no, lo, me la comería si me lo ofrecí. Yeah. Pero de que yo, me, no, y no me comía like a whole bar. Like, I would take a bite, ¿sabes? Mm-hmm. If it has almonds. Yeah.
Do you like s'mores?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Not really.
I thought I did, but then it's like, me empalago.
Snickers is number four.
I freaking love a Snicker.
I
love a Snicker, man. Mm.
Like, again, I like, ya ves que las new bars están como, like, split por la mitad. Like, I'll have a half of the half, pero, like, I'll take a bite. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll take a bite of two Snicker bar, pero no, sí. I don't want the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm the one asking for Snicker bars at the counter. Nope.
Number five is Kit Kat.
I can live without a Kit Kat.
Twix. Number six. Twizzlers. Twizzlers are okay. I can get down with some licorice. You like Twizzlers? Mm-hmm. Or are you more of a Red Vines person?
What is the difference?
I think that Twizzlers is, like, kids go for Twizzlers and then like middle-aged men buy Red Vines.
I don't know.
Because the only time I've ever seen somebody buy Red Vines is mi tío Craig, and he's a middle-aged man. He's the only person I've seen.
Nah, pues no puedes generalizar eso.
Es más, that's the only time I've ever seen Red Vines in my life, like I see growing up. And it wasn't until I started working like in the workplace where white people also work that I noticed that people had Red Vines.
Teachers had buckets of Red Vines.
See what I mean?
Class.
Yeah. White teachers. That's exactly my point.
Okay, moving on.
Dove Bar. Bacala, dude. That's soap.
Dove Bar?
Yeah, that's a jabón. Put the mic más para acá.
Pero...
There you go.
What percent of chocolate is that?
Look at that. You sound way better.
Sorry.
No sé. It's just Dove Bar.
Okay.
And then Three Musketeers.
Dude, I used to be like addicted to Three Musketeers.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's so good
know.
About it?
It's like fluffy on the inside.
Okay, here's my problem with this list. They're all the same. It's the same thing.
No one's come out with like a new chocolate bar.
No. Like, okay, to be fair, there's a best selling candy at Halloween. We don't celebrate Halloween, pero there's some variety there.
Pero son mini versions of all of those.
Yeah, no? Skittles. You know? Which is it.
I like Smarties.
Starburst. I don't really like Taffy that much.
Damn. No, Taffy You know, the only taffy I like was the yellow one because it tasted like banana. Pero what? Aún así no me gusta mucho.
I don't know why I'm sounding really negative about this.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I don't mean to sound really negative about this, pero es que la merta no me gusta. No me gusta.
Did you play Candyland when you were little?
No, because that was for girls, and apparently.
What are you talking about?
No sé, dude. I had a childhood machista. Like, there was a lot of machismo that they had to be taken away from me, apparently.
They gender assigned
me.
Assigned
yeah.
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yo tenía Candyland en la computer, dude.
Because you're a girl. Yo tenía Oregon's Trail in the computer.
Okay, but that thing looks so real. Like, you were playing Candyland and literally, like, gumdrops and a chocolate fountain and, like, it was so cool.
I never played it. What's it about?
You just roll the dice and mm-hmm. then, like, avanzas and then you're, like, in the forest of candy canes or you're in, like, chocolate fountain fun section.
Is it like Willy Wonka?
I don't know. Not really.
Which is
it's a board thing. Game. It's a board game.
Okay. Nunca la jugado. Is that why you love like the candy? Because you played it when you were like
no, it wasn't like anything specific. Like no tenía nada brand named.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. I'm still mirando esta lista, and there's nothing aquí que se me antoja. Like, I know that you like Hershey bars. I know that you like Three Musketeers.
I've moved away from Hershey bars porque I have acquired a palette for the better things in life.
The darker chocolates.
Once I found out that what there was dark chocolate bars out there that are like 60-80% cacao.
Mm-hmm.
That's my jam.
Now there's some candies in this list, dude, that mm-hmm. just don't make sense.
Okay.
Like hot tamales. And I'm saying it like that because that's how it's supposed to be pronounced.
I don't know what the thing what's tamales. The thing about that is like the cinnamony.
See, sí, it's como cinnamon. It's like canela, like super.
It's hot for white people.
It's like canela on steroids, and it's supposed
to be
white
tamales.
Spicy.
Is this our Aunt Jemima moment?
I don't think so. I'm not gonna take a stand to stop culture appropriating hot
I'm
tamales.
I'm just saying, like, who named it hot tamales? It wasn't a Mexican.
Dude, I don't know, but white people love it. I remember when I was at COFA, like in high school,
uh-huh.
and like before all the white people immigrated or migrated over to Gila Ridge, which uh-huh. was the more rich high school that was being built.
Uh-huh.
So right before all the white people left, I was at COFA, I want to say like my junior, senior year, and it was always the white kids eating hot tamales, bro. Están bien malos, man. There's,
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's disgusting.
I know what they look like, but I don't think I've had one.
Ni parece tamal.
No parece tamal?
Parece candy corn. At least that's what I remember.
Ah, pues. Okay. See,
maybe. It's no está bueno. It's not spicy. And I like spicy candy.
Let me hit you up with a throwback.
A ver.
Pop Rocks.
I never had Pop Rocks.
Never?
I never had Pop Rocks, and I never had...
Ring Pop?
Tampoco.
Oh my God, I love the Ring Pop.
I never got the idea, the purpose of it. Like, what am I going to rock? Like, what am I, like, why am I wearing my candy? No entendía eso.
Because it's portable. You can have it on here and you're like.
It's portable.
You're eating it and then you're like doing something and then you know.
What? Like, what do you need to be ambidextrous for?
I don't know what that
like,
word means.
Like, what do you need to have dexterity on your fingers for? Like, what are you doing that's so, that's so busy que no te puedes comer la paleta?
I don't know.
No sé. You know, ¿sabes qué? ¿Sabes what's one American candy?
Like, I could climb a tree and, you know, when I get there, I can
okay,
eat my candy.
There is one American candy que sí me gustó.
Okay.
Sourhead.
Sourhead.
The Sourheads, dude.
I'm not really. I like the Sour Patches and stuff, pero si estábamos como like in the movies, you know? That was basically it.
But I think I liked it. Not necessarily that I liked the flavor. I liked the challenge.
Okay.
En serio, because there was like an intensity.
Tootsie Roll?
Oh, okay. If you bought Tootsie Rolls, like, you were just cheap.
I don't think I've ever bought a Tootsie Roll, but
yeah.
we were given Tootsie Rolls.
And that's, like, no saying, like, it always gets stuck to my teeth.
It's not even real.
It's a cavity maker.
Should we go through the ingredients list?
Of a Tootsie Roll?
Of all of these? No, we shouldn't.
No, it's going to take too long. No, it's actually looking like with Sour Heads, like, I took it as a challenge because it had, tenía como, like, un nivel de intensidad. Like, this was a little bit sour, and then there were some Sour Heads that had, like, level 7. And then the black sour head, like the black bolsita.
Eran bolas, like a,
sí.
like a
little mini jawbreaker style.
Jawbreaker, yeah.
Y what we would do, you know, Rafa and Martín El Tito, we would buy like a bunch and we would put like 5 in our mouth at one time.
Because that's logical.
And we would try to see who can like take the pain of sourness. I was 12 at the time. Let me emphasize that I was 12 at the time.
Okay, what else?
I think that's the top selling list right here. That's what they got. Oh yeah, and gummy bears. I forgot.
Oh my god, I love a gummy bear.
Yeah, gummy bears.
I love gummy worms, gummy bears.
Do you like the regular ones or do you like the sour versions of it?
No, regular.
Regular is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, the Lifesavers gummy versions. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I liked it.
Why do you like it so much?
It's like a satisfying, like texture to bite into. I don't know why.
I want to give an honorable mention to Butterfinger. I can do a butter.
You finger. Like a payday too.
It's not chocolate.
No, I've never said. I didn't say it was chocolate.
I'm all defensive.
Oh my god, why are you? Porque me estás atacando.
Es chocolate, mujer, entiende, por favor.
You like a payday.
I like payday.
So you like peanutty thingies?
Yeah, dude. Dame caramelo, dame nuts. You know, I go nuts for them nuts, bro.
Do you like a dipped apple?
A dipped apple.
Caramel dipped apple with the peanuts.
I don't think I've ever had it.
No?
No.
It's not my jam.
No, nunca he agarrado. But I've had the dipped apple dipped con tamarindo.
Oh, okay.
Which, okay, watch.
Shall we transition?
Let me transition. All right, let me show y'all something.
So you like the Mexican version of an apple covered in something.
I don't want to be biased, but dude, Mexican candy is just, es la mejor cosa. Si ustedes han experimentado un dulce mexicano cuando el momento que lo abren, los están saboreando, se están imaginando tú en ese momento con el dulce y el minuto, el instante que toca tu lengua. Es como que tienes tú una sensación, una explosión de emociones, sensaciones, todo viniendo a la misma vez y dices tú, and your life feels complete for like a minute. You feel like como que there's nothing, there's no wrong, there's no war, there's no sadness.
I like Mexican candy que no tiene chile.
You're crazy.
Hot take.
¿Cómo va a ser, babe?
Es que I can't handle spicy.
It's not even spicy though.
Para mí eso es spicy. Just yo tenía que comer hot Cheetos con una taza de agua o leche next to me. Like I wanted to be hardcore. Like my older sister Dee, she can like eat a jalapeño así like nothing.
Okay, I know that I was griping de que American candy todos igual is just milk, chocolate, and a little bit of caramel. If you're crazy, you know, if you're mad wild. Throw some coconut and then you have an almond joy. Ooh, watch out, you know?
What about Big Red?
What's Big Red?
Chicle. También was spicy to me.
Oh, guacala. It's like a hot tamales chicle.
Uh-huh.
Guacala, dude. Why?
What?
Ew.
I just told you que me enchilaba eso.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
I mean, I've had it before.
No, but do you like it?
Not really, porque me enchilaba.
So, even though I was griping about that, people are going to probably think, well, you know, Jesse, Mexican candy is all the same thing. It's all chile and tamarindo. Okay, a lot of it is.
Sí, dude.
Sí.
Pero, como los chilaquiles.
But check this out.
Los chilaquiles y los sopes y las tostadas y las flautas, they're all the same.
It's just a different variation of the ingredients.
Es tortilla con verdura, okay?
Pero mira, check it out. Top rated Mexican candy. Número uno, pulparindos.
Damn.
Which is like,
yeah, those are good.
Some tamarindo, a little bit of spice.
Espérate, son los que vienen como así, in like a little shape?
No, ese es el rellerindo.
I like those.
The pulparindos is like the one that's like flat. It's like, you know, a little rectangle of tamarindo.
Yeah, I like pulparindos.
And then here, the number two that they have here in this list is las obleas mini wafers. Son las veces como galletitas de wafers con canela.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I mean, okay, right there.
Pero no tiene chile. I like those.
These two candies automatically prove my point. Look at the wild difference in uno al otro. This is a tamarindo candy, you know, taffy combination.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is like a soft, crispy, melting your mouth wafer with like a pleasing scent of caramel coming into you, right? Like, oh, sad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sad, dude.
What's the next one?
They're wildly different. Okay, the next one is weird. Los squinkles.
¿Qué son esos?
Los squinkles son esos como que like little gummy worms, pero like instead of sour, they're dipped in tamarindo y chile.
I don't know if I've had these before.
It's like, have you ever had
¿son
a fruit
como
roll
tiritas?
Up? Yeah, like a fruit roll up.
Sí.
Ándale, pero like.
I love fruit roll up.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's kind of gummy-ish?
Yeah, I like gummy stuff.
And then check this out. La vaquita lollipop.
¿Cuál es esa?
La vaquita es la lollipop de que es de puro like caramelo y leche en dulce.
Dude, that slaps.
Dude, it's so good. And then after that, el duvalín.
Yeah. Oh, these are all my favorite because they don't have chile.
Duvalín's delicious. Duvalín. I do like
Duvalín. Duvalín is great.
No me digas que es el Duvalín.
Chocolate.
No me digas.
¿Tiene chocolate?
¿Pero sabes cuál me gusta a mí?
El de fresa.
A Obi, el de fresa y vainilla. Because you are what you eat. ¡Chao! Las fresas con crema, joven.
You like fresas con crema.
I do like fresas con crema.
That's not candy. That's like, that's a whole other category. Mm.
Then after that, we have salsa getty. I've never had salsa getty. It's spaghetti straps, pero con tamarindo. It's not actual pasta, people. People are thinking that's disgusting, but no, it's like the gummy stuff. Oh, here's a classic.
Where's the Lucas?
Here's a classic. Here's a classic. El pelón.
Dude, I love the pelón.
Pelón, peloneta, cabeza de cuete.
Pero no, o sea, sí tiene poquito chile, pero no pica.
Vende tamales de 5 de 7.
I love pelón.
Okay, this is portable. This makes sense.
Yeah, because you can put the cap on.
Yeah, you put the cap on, you put it in your pocket.
You probably lost your pack, your caps all the time.
Have you? Did you ever finish a pelón?
Yes. You have to take it out apart.
What do you do? Do you take it out apart?
Yeah.
Yo no.
You squeeze the whole thing, and then like you take it apart, and then you eat the end, like the last little bit.
No, I have a better way. You squeeze the whole thing, then you unsqueeze it, and then you go to a wall, and then you press on it like a dynamic press, dude, like a hydraulic press, and just press on it hasta que ya no pueda, and it squeezes the little last bit.
Oh, okay.
And it's delicious. Like that last satisfying squeeze.
Yeah, that's good. A pelón es good.
¿Nunca peinabas tu pelón?
What?
¿Nunca lo peinabas?
What do you mean?
Porque, o sea, el punto del pelón, right? Let me explain to you el pelón. Ustedes no entienden lo que es un pelón, okay? El pelón, it comes in a little bottle. Y el punto, the mascot, you can see the mascot right there in la foto.
R.I.P. all the mascots.
I don't think they're killing this one because it's not really an animal.
Okay.
So it's a mascot. It's like, it's la botella, pero the whole purpose is de que los ojitos esos, haz de cuenta como si fuera el pelo.
Ah, sí,
And the purpose is to lick it. Lo vas a lamber y vas a dejar la botella pelón.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought, well, if I'm going to give it hair, should I give it a hairstyle?
What?
You never thought about this?
I mean, sometimes like when you would lick it, like quedaba así como like cow lick.
Quedaba like, cow lick.
But that's normal.
Yeah, but like, did you ever purposely try to give it like a different, like the Johnny Bravo look?
No, it didn't.
No.
I was there for one reason and one reason only.
I would put like the thing hold my mouth.
I'm just going to eat this candy.
And I go. And I would try to like, you know, move my tongue around para que para darle un nuevo look.
Wow. You know?
I was a very progressive pelón eater. Let me tell you.
You just had a really big imagination. You still have a really big.
I love the number 10 on this list.
Number 10 though?
It's my favorite. La cucharita spoon candy.
No tiene chile.
I love the fact
really good.
They get one of the best selling candies in todo Mexico is legit una cuchara. Es legit una cuchara.
Con dulce.
Con dulce.
Pero ¿sabes por qué no?
¿Por qué, babe?
Porque han de haber hecho el dulce and the way they sold it was a cucharadas.
Yeah, me imagino que sí.
Which, you know what? It's the best portion controlled situation I've seen.
That's very true.
Yeah.
A lot of this Mexican candy is not very portion controlled. This one is. Pero it's like algo de que, like, it's so. It kind of like, it almost tells a story to me. Like, it has a humble beginning. You know, la gente los vendía.
Y la liga donde la amarraban ni era like a fancy bow. It's like legit a liga.
It's like a piece of plastic y una liguita. You know, it's the most unassuming candy.
It's really good.
And it's delicious. All right.
¿Dónde están las serpentinas? Those are yummy.
I'm going to like fast forward a little bit here. We have Rocaletas, Lucas Gusano. We have Lucas Muecas. Lucas Muecas is kind of like the fun dip one.
Yeah, I like a fun dip.
Pero this is with chile. So like, Mexico como que notaba los candies que estaba haciendo América. Y dijeron, vamos a echarle chile.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was instantly better.
Yeah.
Because fun dip sucks without chile.
I like,
Vero elote paletas.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
Ninguna paleta que tenga chile me gusta. Yo era de esas niñas que las hacía dunk en agua para quitarle todo el chile.
¿Cómo va a ser, babe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about, here we go. Las paletas de sandía sin chile.
Sin chile. I didn't really like them, but yeah, I'd rather have that one than the ones con chile. Here. Or what about those balls que eran de watermelon and then the center had chile? That's when I would throw it out.
Mm.
Was that the rocaleta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's my favorite one. Chaca chaca.
Another favorite one.
This is my favorite. El chaca chaca.
No. They have lead, Jesse.
It's so good that you have to say it twice. It's not just chaca.
Mm-mm.
It's chaca chaca.
I don't like them.
Yeah, that's true. They do have lead. They were illegal here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was being super edgy once. I thought that it would be cool if I went and bought a Chaka Chaka because they were still selling it in some tienditas. Which, sabes que, I missed that. Did your cuadra ever have a tiendita?
Yes.
Who was the tiendita de tu cuadra?
It wasn't on my street, but it was on the other block, the corner house. Always the corner house.
It's always the corner house. With mine, it was a corner house, mm-hmm. too.
Pero también vivíamos bien cerquitas de La Paloma y luego mi tata vivía like next door to La Pequeña. So,
yo no estaba cerquitas de La Paloma ni La Pequeña. And for those who are listening, La Paloma y La Pequeña son refresquerías that sell like, you know, they sell
raspados
and
hachiros con cheese.
All that good stuff. Pero
entumidos.
I was in walking distance from it, so I would go to La Doña que tenía una tiendita, which was legit. She would just open her window from her sala or something.
Wait, you know? Was this when you lived on in La Mesa or here in Soma? Yeah.
Here in Soma.
On Flower Street?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where was she?
No sé. It was like the front door neighbor. Not my front door neighbor, but the one in front of her. Next to her, que diga.
Okay.
She was my... La Doña que vendía.
She was your dispatcher.
Yeah, she was my plug. She was my plug, dude. Ella traía el contraband. Well, anyways, there was one point que me comí un chaca-chaca in front of a cop thinking that was going to be edgy and cool, but the cop did not care. No me hizo nada. So, I mean, in this list right here, hay variedad.
Mucha variedad.
Hay variedad. Like, you know, this is what I mean. In America.
Oh my God, where's the mazapán?
Oh, aquí estaba. That was the next one.
I love the mazapán.
Mazapán, dude. Come on.
Can you open a mazapán without breaking it?
I don't even try.
That's a challenge.
Do you try that?
Yes, every time.
Do you eat it without trying to break it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even try to, like, you know, deal with the mazapán, like, in a nice, neat manner.
I do.
There's no point. It's going to crumble anyways. I think mazapán is a life lesson.
It's a challenge.
It's una vida. Like, you can try all you want, but it's all going to fall apart and crumble before you know.
But it tastes so good.
Before you know it, like, you can be as neat as possible. You can try to plan it out. You can vision it in your head, de que vas a abrir todo y te va a salir bien. But before you know it, life will crumble before you.
Mm-hmm.
Y se va a deshacer todo. Así que... Just eat the candy. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy life, dude. Wow, mazapán. Wow, I didn't even know they were that detailed. Yeah, that's some deep thoughts. Good job, mazapán. Shout, you know, tip of the hat.
Tiene
to
que
you.
Ser de la rosa, though.
Tiene que ser de la rosa. Si no es de la rosa, original. Get out of here. Same thing with the Vero candies. Tiene que ser marca Vero. Si no, get out of here. When I would buy candy, I would buy them en las dulcerías de México.
Uh-huh.
Y me acuerdo de que un lado de la dulcería, pues, estaban los tacos, ¿verdad? Y a mi mamá no le gustaba que comiera, pues, mi papá, mucha comida callejera, ¿verdad? Porque se preocupaba sobre, pues, las lombrices, you know? Now, my mom nunca...
What do you mean?
There's parasites in street food in Mexico.
Oh.
O sea, there could be, ¿verdad? And we would eat, obviamente, en la calle, pero... They tried to limit it. De que no vayas a todos los puestos de la, you know. Because mm-hmm. I'm surprised cuántos puestos hay en Algodones, a small town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of puestos to eat.
Sí.
You know, I think there's more puestos than actual people sometimes. Y yo me acordaba de que con tanta comida que había en la calle, how come we're not eating or how come we're not drinking the medicine Vermox? We should be drinking it more. Because when I was exposed to this, I remember seeing this commercial en la dulcería. Era un comercial Vermox. Have you heard about it?
I mean, now that you reminded me, yeah.
Watch, check this out. Para los que no saben. Once I put this tone, you guys are going to be reminded about this. Watch, here we go.
What? It was just like a commercial in la televisión. So that the dulcería had a TV, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So. And I remember this commercial specifically.
It was all over the place, Jesse.
I know, but I remember that I was really like, Mom, we should invest in Vermox. Apparently, there's gusanos that are biting.
Para poder comer en la calle.
There are worms that are eating your butt. And I was worried about this. Like, this is not okay. We have to invest in this. My mom never really did. Y me acuerdo de eso y luego también me acuerdo de este de comercial aquí en la dulcería que salía.
Comida mexicana.
Chile relleno.
Mucho caliente, pero hombre prevenido, valer por dos.
Aquí uno es suficiente.
Sal de uvas picot, sus burbujas alivian rápido.
¿Were those Mexicans?
It was a gringo.
American.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, literally se llama el comercial sal de uvas picot gringo. That's how it's labeled here. ¿Qué es una sal de uvas? What's salt of grapes? What's grape salt? Is that an actual thing? Miss Nutrition?
Don't label me like that.
Miss Nutrition?
No, I don't know.
It's not, right?
No.
I don't know why they call it sal de uvas.
Bueno, las uvas tienen más azúcar.
So, those two commercials, me acuerdo mirándolos a las dulcerías, and I was like, okay, these are things that I have to keep in mind. Because I thought I had to deal with them a lot more. Like, if they're telling me this, it's because something out there is trying to kill me. El gastritis y las lombrices. And I have and now I know cómo defenderme.
Okay.
Where did you buy your candy?
Aquí en La Paloma or La Pequeña.
Now's the good time to talk about this.
Pero I never really had money. Like, no me daban a mí dinero. No tengo como recolección de que me dieran dinero to go get it. Like, mi mamá iba y nos compraba.
Okay.
De vez en cuando. Not always.
If you had to choose between La Paloma y La Pequeña, which one would you choose?
Why are you trying to make me look bad? People are
if you
me.
Had to choose between La Paloma y La Pequeña, which again, for those who are listening, these are rival refresquerías that sell hot Cheetos with cheese, candy, dulces, mexicanos, antojos, y todo eso.
Like, yo he ido más ahora que estoy, like, independent, you know, from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because I manage my money now, right? Pero cuando estaba chiquita, cuando íbamos, era cuando íbamos con mi tata. So even though I grew up on the south side of Soma, where I should be going to La Paloma, my tata lived on the north side of Soma, right on Main Street, donde está La Pequeña. So that's a long way of answering that. I prefer La Pequeña.
Because of your tata's exposure to La Pequeña?
Porque era donde más íbamos. Mm-hmm. And even cuando no estábamos con mi tata, if we were going to go get something, we would drive to La Pequeña.
Mm-hmm.
A La Paloma nomás iba como si estábamos en el parque with friends because it's closest to the park, right? Or if somebody wanted specifically La Paloma, I would be like, okay, cool. Like I wasn't picky. But if I had to choose, I would go to the Pequeña. I still prefer Pequeña.
Pequeña looks more like they have their stuff together.
Isn't it so cute?
Pequeña. It's super cute.
That name is so cute. La Pequeña.
Yeah, La Paloma, like, I don't know how they do it, guys. Like, because here in Soma, La Paloma, is don't think that this is like some, like, grocery store that's, like, properly illuminated and refrigerated. It's a shack. Sí. It's a shack. It's like,
they're like, honestly, like, como mira. Creo que las dos están como en residential territory, ¿no? Like, sí. It's a house.
It's a house.
It's a house it's that they made.
It's an illegal add-on to their house.
Yep.
That the city just at one point said, whatever.
That we look the other way because these are staples in our culture now.
They are.
In our community.
They are. You know, so they're not, it's not built to code. Neither of them are built to code.
No.
But I think the Paloma is always...
Creo que las bancas que tiene la Paloma son las mismas bancas que han estado desde que estamos chamacos. Like,
everything about la Paloma no ha cambiado. Like, nothing has been upkept with it.
Oh my God, you know that la Paloma estuvo en una película con la America Ferreira?
I don't even know who that is. Who's America Ferreira?
Remember the movie they shot this in Somerton?
I'm starting to remember.
There's a scene of la Paloma in it. Yeah. Porque my mom was going to take me to school that morning and... We usually cut through that street because we live close. And I remember that they made us wait and stop because they were recording the movie there. They were recording a scene there.
How long ago was that?
I was in middle school.
Oh, that was a long time
ago.
Can you pull up the movie? We're going to have to watch the movie. You think it comes out?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie, pero I saw them shooting the scene. It might have not made it.
It might have not
made
it.
But I saw that they tried.
We're going to have to watch this movie now. How would you even look up that movie?
I'll look it up.
Okay. Please do. Please do. ¿Sabes lo que me gusta de eso, though? Es de que los mexicanos not only have better Mexican candy, tienen antojitos. Like churros locos, hot Cheetos with cheese.
That's a whole other story, just.
Like cacahuates locos, everything locos, todos locos, like, you know, los raspados. Like, I like to think that I know a lot of American snacks, pero los americanos tienen algo así, like, de este calibre, de este tipo. I really don't think so. Does anything come to mind to you?
Cinnamon buns, cinnamon rolls.
But that's pastry. We have pastry too. We have things that are only pastry. Because I was thinking about that.
Chips, like, popcorn.
Maybe popcorn.
Sí, pero like Mexicans take popcorn to a whole other level. Les echamos chile limón.
Sí, like, pero like, lo que yo digo is that we have, like, now not just La Pequeña y La Paloma. That's a very local, small business.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like La Palatería Michoacana, which is a franchise now. In Mexico, we have El Frutal. Like, this is a commercial giant.
El Pingüino.
You know, commercial giants que have scaled, and that is their business, to sell dulces y antojos mexicanos. Is there any American version of that? Pregunto yo. I'm saying, is this exclusive?
No, porque los mexicanos somos más antojados.
Sí, dude. ¿Cómo tragamos? Tragamos un montón. Is that what it is? ¿Somos más dragones?
Maybe.
Might be. So, yeah, I mean, I think if I made it really clear, I try not to be biased, pero I am quite biased towards Mexican candy.
Yeah, you are.
No me gusta el chocolate. Quiero que en este episodio quede esto bien claro. A mí no me gusta el chocolate y me gusta el chile. Así es sencillo.
Muy bien.
Tú échale chile al taffy, Simón. Échale tamarindo, now we're talking. Échale cajeta, aparte, por favor, pero sí. Like, no me lo quiero comer con chile, pero sí. Sí, I'm down.
What is your, let's finish this with, what is your order at La Pequeña?
Si yo voy a ir a La Pequeña o cualquier raspadería, you know, refresquería, whatever you want to call it, yo voy a pedir un raspado de ciruela con lechera y luego followed by unos churros locos con extra cacahuate japonés que le echan, el cacahuate japonés, con, ya viene con sus pepinos, ¿verdad? I got that. So, para los que no saben, let me explicarle lo que es un churro loco.
Oh my God, it was just your order.
A churro loco is a combination of clamato, which is literally like clam juice, right? Like,
is it though?
Well, that's what they call it, right? It's like clam and tomato juice, clamato. Echen clamato, pepinos, los churritos, which, how would you describe a churrito?
It's like a taqui, but without the powdered.
There you go.
The chile, it's just
fried,
the maíz.
It's fried maíz, yeah. Los churritos, cacahuates, and then que le echen chaca todavía, y que le echen
los cacahuates.
Los cueritos.
Look.
Y cueritos is like, what's cueritos? I know it's pork.
It's pickled.
Pickled pork.
Pickled pork skin.
Ooh, pickled pork skin. It sounds disgusting.
But
it's really good.
Mm.
So
and then chile. Salt
sí,
and lime.
Sí, y chamoy.
Y chamoy.
Chamoy. Que no falte el chamoy.
I don't like chamoy.
Me encanta el chamoy. That is my go-to. Dame un raspado de ciruela con lechera. Wow, that's not a good combination. That's like a recipe for chorro, now that I'm thinking about that. Like, it's very sweet, condensed, and then followed by a lot of acid.
Yeah, dude.
But that's my go-to. That's my challenge.
That's why your bathroom suffers, man.
It's not like I have it all the time. You make it sound como si a cada rato estoy agarrando esto.
Pero eso siempre ordenabas desde chiquito.
That was my go-to thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my go-to todavía. Okay. This day, what's yours?
I have a different order.
A ver, what's your order?
De chiquita ordenaba un obispo always.
¿Es un obispo?
Es raspado with ice cream on top.
Mm.
But now I can't have ice cream.
No.
So I would always get like a vainilla raspado with the ice cream que era vainilla con fresa, like the swirled fresa on top. And then canela sprinkled.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Sometimes I would pick at my sister's hot Cheetos with cheese because the cheese kind of like downplayed the spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't have cheese now. So now as an adult.
Yeah, what are you getting now?
I just get a raspado.
Raspado?
Yeah. Y de vez en cuando, sí se me antoja un, ¿cómo se llama? Cacahuates locos.
Oh, yeah. You literally like those. Yeah.
But I don't want the cueritos and I don't want the chamoy. I just want the chile and the clamato.
Yeah, that's your go-to now. That's
yeah.
Right.
Pero, y no me gustan los churritos in the concoction of clamato because it gets soggy and I'm not into soggy.
Yeah, you're not about that life.
So my favorite is either tamarindo or vainilla.
When it comes to your raspado. That's a pretty good order. I respect that order right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are our orders. Those are our takes on the candies. I got really passionate on my hatred with them. So
yeah,
I didn't mean to.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
Calm down.
I don't mean like talk bad about you. If you like Snickers, then by all means.
Bro, I love Snickers.
You know, but
I love Snickers.
Like, it's just so boring. So I'm boring. It's those American candies.
Oh my God, you know what I really love?
There's no
too?
Inspiration. There's no idea. There's no.
No, like, espérate.
El mexicano dijo, dude, vamos a hacer un monito que, like, parece guy. Y tú lo vas a chupar el pelo, bro. Y vas a ser de tamarindo. Imagine, like, el guy who invented that.
A ver, vamos a saber si el Jesse realmente no le gusta el chocolate.
A ver.
¿Un Kinder?
¿Qué es eso?
Ah, ok.
Es un Kinder.
You passed it.
¿Es el chocolate?
Yeah.
Por eso no me gusta.
Es el chocolate egg. El Kinder sorpresa, Jesse.
Oh, I've heard about that, but they banned it.
But I'm asking, did you ever have one when you were little?
I probably never got a chance to because they banned it.
Oh, okay.
They made it illegal because people were choking on the things. Because ya ves, el Kinder sorpresa, you would open it, yeah, and there was like a toy there, ¿verdad?
But inside the chocolate, not inside the packet. No, it was like, inside the chocolate.
Yeah, come on, Kinder sorpresa. Like, usen su cabeza aquí un poco. This is where the imagination was too much, you know?
I don't think I ever had one, but it was chocolate.
Yeah, no me gustaba.
Nomás, lo miraba en el comercial. Yeah. I don't think I had one.
There you go.
But low-key, the best, like, one of the best chocolates are the Olive Garden ones que te dan at the end. Oh my God, I love those. I love a minty chocolate.
That's outrageous, babe. Okay, we're ending this podcast. Yes, tú. Thank you.
I told you I don't like chile. Thank candy.
You. Thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it for this episode of The 50-50.
¿Ya te calmaste?
No, babe. I still can't get over the fact that ¿Cómo va a ser? Like, de todos los candies que hablamos, like, your best one.
I never said it was the best.
I've taken you to the Godiva Chocolate Factory in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
Y para que me vengas con eso, dude. Like, you know, do you imagine an insulto?
I'm just saying it's good. I'm not saying it's the best.
But you ended on that note como que like, oh my God, I cannot get enough. This is so special to me.
Like, when we've gone to Olive Garden as a family, like, I take everybody's candy.
Because it sucks. Nobody else likes it.
I do.
I love it.
What is it, man? What is it?
What is what?
I don't know why I don't like the chile candy.
I don't know.
As much.
I mean, not everybody in Mexico likes the chile candy. I think that's why there's so much.
But you're so offended by it.
Yo creo que es por eso hay tanta variedad. Because there's chocolate in Mexico.
Oh my God.
Y Carlos Quinto is a chocolate bar, and it's like, it slaps, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chocolate cookies, como los emperadores Gamesa.
Ah,
we didn't even get into the whole Gamesa.
Esos comerciales were always cool.
Yeah. Los emperadores, así como que, like, guardias.
Ajá, sí.
Llegaban todos los soldados romanos, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, todas las marcas marinelas, como los pingüinos, los submarinos, like, I mean, esos son ya more treats, it's not candy.
Oye, el jamoncillo.
Yeah, but we're talking specifically candy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Así que.
So, yeah. A mí no me gustaban growing up, sorry, a lot of the chile stuff.
It's okay. I mean, I didn't know you back then, so no es como que.
Mira, lo único que yo digo es que you have to keep the same energy. Yo no te voy a quitar tus chile candies. Tú no me quites mi chocolate.
No te quito tu chocolate. I don't want chocolate. No me gusta el chocolate. I hope people really realize. I hope it's very clear. Que a mí no me gusta el chocolate.
I think the picture of this should be you eating something chocolatey.
You can't even find anything watching. You can't find it.
What was I going to say about in the outro?
Lombrices.
What?
Lombrices.
What about them?
La superstición de las lombrices es de tu madre.
Oh my God, you guys, mi mamá. Okay, you guys, check this out. According to my mom, there's a remedio if you're having issues with your bowels. And me estaba diciendo que hay un té para eso. Okay?
Pero, disclaimer, para Ana Lourdes, hay un té para todo.
Sí.
Sí.
Pero el chiste de este té es que no lo puedes hacer en la presencia de la lombriz.
Wait. So she can cure this.
Yes.
Tienes una lombriz en tus intestinos.
Mm-hmm.
She can cure it by making a tea. Mm-hmm.
But you cannot be there when she's making said tea.
If you're the person that has the...
Si tú estás en lombriciado, uh-huh. Is the word?
I don't know. Si tú tienes lombrices.
Si tú tienes lombrices, she will call you when the tea is ready, but not during.
Why can't you be there while she's making it?
me dice, dice, porque la lombriz se va a dar cuenta. Ama, I love you.
Wait, ¿se va a dar cuenta de qué?
De que le, lo vas, lo estás atacando, de que it's coming.
¿Y qué va a hacer la lombriz?
Se va a esconder. I can't. Papá, no lo debes decir a mi mamá.
¿Dónde se va a esconder el lombriz, dude? ¿En el ombligo?
No, en another system.
What if you have an Audi? ¿Dónde se va a esconder? Like, I can see que puede haber, like, espacio en el ombligo si se hace coil up.
Is there anything that interferes with your intestine?
Like, that connects with your intestines?
Yeah.
Is that what she meant?
I don't know. Like, where is it going to go? Your uterus? No, not your uterus.
Your esophagus? It chills by your tongue? Like, even then, like, how could it... So according to your mom, there is a sentient lombriz that is self-aware and it has the intelligence to distinguish ST es para atacarme.
Yes.
Yo nomás quiero que la gente sepa que a mí no me gusta el chocolate, ¿ok? A mí no me gusta el chocolate y aguas con las lombrices que están trucha. Aguas con esas lombrices trucha, gente. ¡Ánimo!
You're wild today.
And if you enjoyed the 50-50, please check out our website, the5050.com. It's going to be updated really soon, so it's going to look really good. So right now, it doesn't look bad. I'm not saying it looks bad right now. The5050.com is the50fifty.com. Check out our Instagram. We're really active there. It is the.5050, the.50fifty. We love posting stories there, comments, and reading your comments, reading your DMs, people seeing in, dropping in and saying hi. We appreciate when you leave a review, constructive feedback, all that good stuff. And do not forget that this episode is brought to you by the 50-50 Media.
Yes.
Yes, the 50-50 Media, where we specialize in consulting, creation, creative content consulting, such as helping you with writing, post-production, producing. So we can offer, you know, helping you every step of the way. Or maybe there's a step that you may be stuck in. Whatever it is, we're here to help. We also offer voiceover services and so much more. Support your local business and your local entrepreneurs como nosotros. We appreciate all the help, all jobs, big or small, that come our way. So thanks to the sponsor, the 50-50 Media. Y como siempre, everyone, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.